各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好，请代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席公司2016年中期业绩发布电话会。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Hua Neng Power International Incorporation, I'd like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first half-year results announcement of 2016. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company today? 他们分别是 ,they are 公司副总经理、董事会秘书杜大明先生 ,the Vice President and Board Secretary of the company, Mr. 杜大明。杜总您好。
你好，主持人好，大家好。
公司总会计师黄立新先生 ,the Chief Accountant of the company, Mr. 黄立新。黄总您好。
大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司预算部、企管部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、大事办和证券部的负责人。The General Managers for the Department of Budget, Corporate Management, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Fuel, Finance, and Capital Market, as well as the Office for Task Business are also joining us in this meeting.杜总会先为我们回顾2016年中期业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Du will review the business performance for the first half-year results of 2016, followed by Q&A session. 现在有请杜总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司周彪先生做英文交替传译。May we have the honor to invite Mr. Du to review the business performance, and Mr. 周彪 will conduct the English interpretation.
好，谢谢。女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎各位参加华能国际中期业绩推介电话会议。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to attend the conference call for the interim results of Hua Neng Power International.
昨天公司公布了今年上半年的经营业绩。上半年公司实现合并营业收入529.24亿元人民币，同比下降18.96%。中国准则下归属本公司股东的净利润62.92亿元人民币，同比下降30.54%，每股盈利为0.4亿元。国际准则下归属于本公司股东的净利润61.77亿元人民币，同比下降30.99%，每股盈利为0.4亿元。公司净利润减少的主要原因是燃煤电厂上网电价下调、公司电量同比下降以及市场交易电量同比增加。
Yesterday, the company released its first half of 2016 its results. We have realized consolidated operating revenue of 52.924 billion RMB, decreasing by 18.96% year on year.Under the PRC accounting standards, net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 6.292 billion RMB, decreasing by 30.54% year on year, and the earnings per share was 0.41 RMB. Under the international financial reporting standards, net profit attributable to shareholders of the company was 6.177 billion RMB, decreasing by 30.99% year on year, and the earnings per share was 0.41 RMB. The profit decrease was mainly due to the on-grid tariff cut for coal-fired power and the year-on-year decrease of power generation by the company, and also the increased supply of unplanned electricity sold in market.
下半年公司将继续注重安全生产，坚持以质量和效益为中心，加快电源结构调整，坚持以增发效益电量为核心，进一步控制燃料成本，努力提升运营效率，积极参与电力体制改革，主动适应市场变化，持续为公司股东创造长期稳定增长的回报。
During the second half of the year, the company will continue to focus on safety production, improve quality and return levels, and accelerate structural adjustment of power supply.And the company will also persist in and focus on effective generation power, reducing the cost of fuel and strive to improve its operation efficiency, proactively participate in the reform of power system and cope with market changes, and persistently create a long-term, stable, and growing return to our shareholders.
下面时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Well, in the following time, my colleagues and I are glad to answer your questions. Thanks.
谢谢杜总的介绍，接下来是问答时间。Thank you, Mr. Du. Here we come to the Q&A section.
感谢领导层，大家好，下面是问答环节，如您需要提问，请在画质上按星一键等候，先星号键，再数字一，谢谢。第一位提问者是来自瑞士信贷的周天宇，您好，您可以提问。
哎，管理层你们好，我是那个瑞信的周天宇，我有那个三个问题想请教一下。就第一个想问一下，我们那个上半年的话，直供电的那个电量的比例，然后和那个电价的折扣是多少？然后对于那个全年的话，我们有没有一个更新的指引？然后同时可不可以介绍一下，我们那个有没有算过一季度和二季度分别的这个我们燃煤机组的平均的上网电价？然后第二个想问一下，就我们对于未来几年的那个资本开支有没有一个指引？然后就假设我们如果是不做那个任何新电厂投资的话，我们剩余的那些正常的一些技术改造然后运营维护方面的那个资本开支一年大概需要多少亿？然后最后一个想问一下，我们那个一季度就是上半年的话有没有哪些那个电厂是亏损的？然后这个区域分布大概是在哪里？谢谢。
I'm from Credit Suisse. I have three questions. First is, could you please provide us the power direct sales amount and its percentage, and also the discount rate for the first half of this year? And also, please provide us your guidance for the whole year. And also, do you have the number for the coal-fired tariff level for your power plant in first quarter and the second quarter? And the second question is about your guideline for the CapEx.If there is no new projects anymore in the future, so which CapEx will be for your just the renovation and the technical improvements? And the third question is, could you please talk about the loss-making power plants in the first half of this year and also the locations of these power plants?
哦，第一个问题关于直供电，还有这个直供电的数量，还有这个价格的折扣。这里面呢，就是说，因为我们现在统计啊，因为现在一个总数嘛，我们有一个叫整个的交易电量，交易电量里边呢包括了直供电量。我想还是这样说呢，可能更好一点。整个交易电量这个上半年交易的上网电量是270.66亿交易电量。那么这个交易的价格呢，加权的价格是这个301.36。那么如果跟这个就是这个基准的价格是390，就是这样的折扣呢，接近9分钱。整个交易电量，就是交易电量的总量是270.66，这个价格是301.36，那么这个标准的价格应该是390。那么其中刚刚这位先生提的直供电，我们也分类统计了，就在交易电里面，其中这个直供电是有217.55亿直供电。那么直供电这个折扣呢是大数就是6分钱，大数6分钱吧，折扣就这个情况。
Well, for the first part, actually we have new tech license parameters for the transaction scale, which include the power direct sale amount. The total amount for this part for the first half of this year was 27.066 billion kilowatt hours, with its average tariff level of 301.36 RMB per megawatt hour. That means a discount of 9 cents comparing to our benchmark tariffs. And also we have the amount for the power direct sale amount with the power generation for this part was 21.755 billion kilowatt hours with the discount about 6 cents against our benchmark tariff levels.
这个前年的这个交易电的预期，目前全年已经签订了656亿的交易电量。
Well, for the guideline for the whole year's transaction power generation, which we have signed the contract about 65.6 billion kilowatt hours.
好，我来回答一下您的第二个问题。从目前的计划看，我们2017年、2018年这个支付性支出分别是244亿和223亿。如果说扣除掉基建工程的支出，其他项目的支付性支出分别是这个69亿元跟51亿元。
In terms of the capex questions, actually in the following 2 years, which is the 2017 and 2018, we have a plan for the capex totally 24.4 billion RMB and 22.3 billion RMB. Among these, excluding the infrastructure construction projects and the other expenses, only for the technical improvements and renovation projects, the capex for these was 6.9 billion and 5.1 billion respectively.
我来回答后面两个问题。第一个是这个关于上半年这个分季度的这个燃煤机组的这个电价，上半年总体的燃煤机组电价呢是含税的是373.92元每千千瓦时，这个比去年同期呢降了13.55%，其中一季度呢是380.62元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是366.58元每千千瓦时。
For the tariff for the coal-fired business, for the first half of this year, the average tariff for the coal-fired units was 373.92 RMB per megawatt hour, and for the first quarter, this figure was 380.62 RMB per megawatt hour, and 366.58 RMB per megawatt hour for the second quarter.
这个第二个问题我记得是这个关于这个公司的这个亏损电厂的分布哈，在公司目前有84个这个运营的是电厂，其中有13家今年1到6月份的是个亏损的，主要分布在这个云南、山西、甘肃所在区的电厂，跟境外的是大市公司。
Well, among the totally 84 power plants of our company.In the first half of this year, we had 13 power plants making loss, located in Yunnan, Shanxi, Gansu provinces, and also one in Singapore.
喂，哎，不好意思，那个管理层想追问一个小问题啊，就是我们那个一季度的时候说的，我们66.8亿的交易电量，然后比标杆低8.68分，这个指的也是那个交易电量吗？
The following question about the transaction power generation. Actually, for the first quarter, you have mentioned that this part was 6.68 billion kilowatt hours, and with the discount of tariff about 8.7 cents. This is the same indicators, or they have differences?
季度的指的是大用户自供电量。就是大用户自供电量。
Well, the first quarter's figure is just for the power direct sales.
谢谢管理层，我没有其他问题了。
感谢您的提问和琳达曾的耐心解答。大家好，有您需要提问，请您在画质上按星键等候，先星号键赞一，谢谢。下面一位提问者是来自德意志银行的朱欣然，您好，您可以提问了。
哎，那个华能管理层你们好，就是我这边有两个问题那第一个是关于这个燃料成本的，就想问一下我们上半年这个单位燃料成本的一个情况，然后就是说到现在的话目前的这个单位燃料成本的一个水平，那就鉴于现在这个煤价还是在这个上升的趋势，想问一下这样的话我们全年就是煤价的同比那个下降幅度的这个指引是什么这是第一个问题。那第二个是关于就是资本开支这一块，就是留意到我们上半年就整个资本开支大概70亿，同比下降了这个幅度挺大的，就这样的话想问一下我们今年全年就是250亿的那个资本开支的计划有没有一个调整那么另外就是今年发改委也在这个有序放开发用电计划的这个征求意见稿里提到，就是说明年3月15号的这个新增的煤电机组就是不再参与那个计划电量了。那公司对于这个政策怎么看？我们是不是就是欢迎这个政策，因为它对我们这个存量机组的一个电量是一个保护，然后我们就是2017-2018年以后这个机组的一个投产计划有没有一个考虑谢谢。
From Deutsche Bank, I have three questions. First is about the fuel cost. Could you please provide your first half year's unit fuel cost and also the most recent trend for this part? And also we noticed that the coal price is going up recently. Could you please talk about your whole year's guideline for the decreasing magnitude for the cost for this year? And the second question is about the capex. First half of this year,your actual capex is only 7 billion RMB, which decreased a lot compared to that of last year. So as your guideline given earlier, that the whole year's capex will be 25 billion RMB, did the company have a plan to adjust this guideline? And the third question is about the NDRC's draft for the, to release the power generation plan,since the March of next year. So if that was the case, then the companies will have any plan to cope with this kind of policy.
我说一下这个上半年的单位燃料成本的情况。今年上半年就是综合单位燃料成本，就是含燃煤的跟那个燃气的是146.37元每千千瓦时，比这个去年同期了下降了20.19%。
Well, the unit fuel cost for the first half of this year for us was 146.37 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 20.19% year on year.
对，从目前的这个就是。预计来看啊，从目前由我们这个二季度的这个单燃的成本基本上是跟这个去年四季度的基本持平，因此我们预计还是维持年初我们披露的这个全年是下降10%左右单燃的成本。
As we say in the second quarter, the unit fuel cost is very similar to that in the fourth quarter of last year. So we still maintain our forecast for the whole year's unit fuel cost decreasing by 10%.
好，我回答一下你后两个问题啊。第一个问题呢，关于资本开支，公司上半年资本开支呢是支出了73亿元，但是呢，我们对全年的资本支出计划没有做调整。
Well, in terms of the capex plan, actually for the first half of this year, the actual capex was 7.3 billion RMB, but right now we have no plan to adjust this guideline for the whole year.
第二个问题呢，关于计划电量的2017年3月15日的调整的政策呢，目前公司非常的重视，我们对于已经在建的项目呢，我们尽量的按照工期高速度高质量的低造价的能够争取早日建成投产赶上政策，对于其他的一些项目呢，我们会进行逐一的单个进行评估来进行具体安排。
Well, in terms of the NDRC's new policy, of course the company is paying much more attention to this. And for the current project, we will try our best to commence these kind of units as early as the March next year. But for the other projects, we will do the separate research and analysis in terms of its progress of these projects.
好，谢谢。
感谢您的提问。大家好，有您需要提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先声号键再一，谢谢。Hello everyone.If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you. 下面一位提问就是来自汇丰银行的黄媛媛。你好，你可以提问了。
各位领导你们好，我有两个问题。第一个就是关于利用小时数的，利用小时数全年的指引有变化吗？就是同比的话。然后第二个问题是有关于因为现在我看公司就是每家 IPP 下面都还有一些就是比较小的机组，比如低于300个 MW。 那对于低于300个 MW 的机组的话，是不是有就是把它关闭或者是取代的这样子的一个可能性呢？还再加一个问题，就是关于零售，就是售电这一块业务的一些进展。好，谢谢。
Well, I'm from HSBC. I have three questions. The first is about the utilization hours. Do you have any plan to adjust your guideline for the utilization hours for the whole year? And the second is about your small units. Actually,is it possible that the units with a capacity lower than 300 megawatts will be shut down in the future? And the third question is about, could you please provide your progress of your electricity retail business?
Okay, 我来回答，一个是利用小时数的情况，先回答这个问题。利用小时数情况，这个年报上大家半年报上大家也看到了，上半年这个我们利用小时数是一个依然是一个下降的一个态势。那么上半年就说同比下降了，利用小时数下降了260小时吧，就是上半年的情况。那么根据上半年情况呢，就是我们就把全年呢也做了客观的一些预测调整。那么全年我们预计利用小时数呢，预计3700小时，这样的同比呢要下降197小时，这是前年的情况下，因为年度计划的是3950小时，这样的又调低了，这个预期的目标，这个利用小时数。
Well, in terms of the utilization hours, as you may say, the first half of this year, our utilization hours decreased by 262 hours compared to last year. So, basing on this fact, we have made the calculations about the whole year's utilization hours. So, currently, according to our calculations, maybe the whole year's utilization hours is possibly to be 3,700 hours, which is lower than the earlier forecast given by us, which was about 3,950 hours.
我继续回答关于这个售电业务开展情况，就说首先呢，就说这个售电呢，就说按照国家这个各个地区的政策，要参加这个地方的售电呢业务呢，必须成立售电公司。那么公司整个情况呢，就说已经成立了5个售电公司，那么最近呢陆续呢，所有这个就是有业务的地方都要成立这个能源销售公司、售电公司，这个呢都在进行当中。那么从已经参与交易的售电公司，那么就是我们现在有就是有个广东售电公司呢参与了交易，那到目前为止呢已经获得了这个交易电量呢是1.3亿。
Well, of course, along with the policy given by the government, we are proactively participating in this business area. And also, as requirement, we established some subsidiaries in terms of the retailing business. Actually, currently we have five subsidiaries in terms of the electricity retailing business. And among these, only the Guangdong retailing business subsidiary have participated in the transaction with the total power generation amount about 130 million kilowatt hours.
另外呢，目前呢，公司的机组呢，大部分都是在30万千瓦装机以上。这些机组呢，不在政府要求的关停小机组之列。
In terms of the shutdown plan, actually for our company, most of our units now with the capacity more than 300 megawatts. For these units, the government has no requirements of shutting down.
谢谢。
感谢您提问和领导层的耐心解答。大家好，如您需要提问，请您在话机上按星键导后，先信号键站一。If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自中信证券研究部的崔林，您好，您可以提问了。
好的，谢谢各位管理层。我这边主要有三方面的一个问题吧。第一方面就是交易电量那一块，刚才这个我就想问一下，除了这个直供电量之外的这个交易电量是否指这个代发电？因为这部分电量我倒推了一下，可能会降了2毛钱左右，会比较大的一个幅度。然后还想问一下，全年这个656里面是有多少的这个直供电的一个合同？这是第一个问题。然后第二个问题是关于煤价的一个走势的一个预判，因为按照目前这个煤价线性去推全年的话，可能今年整个煤价跟去年的这个秦皇岛的均价是持平的，而管理层刚才预期全年的这个燃料成本是下降10%啊，这是第二个问题。然后第三个就是关于这个利用小时这一块，刚才管理层讲了上半年是下降了260，然后预判全年是下降197。这是否意味着全年的这个我们预计这个下半年整个利用小时是否比去年同比还有一个回升？主要是这三个问题。
I'm from CITICS. Actually, I have three questions. First is about the unplanned power generation. Actually, you have mentioned that this part has included the power direct sale. And besides of this, does that include the power generation from the substitution power generation, because we can make the calculations about the tariff this part, which has decreased by 0.2 RMB per kilowatt hour. And also, could you please provide us your percentage for the power direct sale among the total unplanned power generation? The second question is about the coal price. Actually, we say that maybe the whole year's coal price for this year will be relatively very similar to that in the fourth quarter of last year, but actually the government, company has maintained the forecast of a 10% decrease of the whole year's coal price decrease. Could you please provide the explanations for that? And third question is about the utilization hours. For the first half of this year, the utilization hours for the company has decreased by 260 hours, but you also mentioned that the second half, in the whole year's guideline, the utilization hours will be decreasing by 197 hours. Does that mean that the second half, the utilization hours will be recovering in a considerable magnitude?
在说交易电量之前吧，我先纠正一下刚说的有关这个全年利用小时数预计的。就是修正后的预计的小时数是刚说的是3700小时，这样的同比是下降447小时，刚才说成了197了，447小时。
First, make corrections about the utilization hours forecast. Actually, we have mentioned that the new guideline for the utilization hours will be 3,700 hours. That means these hours will be decreasing by 447 hours year on year.
刚才这个问题关于交易电量这个分类，这里边交易电量里边，刚说大部分是直供电量， 那么还有一部分是替代电量，再有一部分是外送电量。确实是这个替代电量、外送电量电价呢是比较低，但这个量呢相对来说跟自供电量比呢，这个份额呢比较低。我手头这里啊，没有这个分类表，我们是有分类统计的，但是我手头没有这个。如果需要的时候啊，我们是不是合适的时候啊，再回答你这个问题？就说，比如说刚刚说的656亿之间之中，自供电多少，替代发电多少，外送电多少，到时候再给你个答复。现在呢，手头没有这个数据。
Well, actually, among the unplanned power generation, there are three parts, including the power direct sale, which is the largest one, and also the power generation from the substitution, and also the cross-region transactions. But the power generation from the cross-regions and also the substitutions is in a very small amount. Maybe currently we do not have the exact numbers. Maybe later we give you the percentages for this.
Oh, 我来回答一下这个下半年这个煤价情况。应该说从这个16年上半年开始啊，是国家呢有序推进了这个煤炭行业的去产能工作。煤炭价格呢，应该说自12年以来啊是连续大幅下滑，今年以来呢是出现小幅回升。环保海指数呢从年初的371呢上涨到7月初的414，这个应该说目前全国煤炭这个现货价格水平啊已经回落至去年的同期水平。这个下半年预计国家宏观经济对煤炭的需求啊不会有明显的提升。这个影响煤炭需求的主要还是气候因素，而这个煤价主要呢取决于一个供给侧，国家限产这个限制产能的力度和执行力啊，以及煤价上涨后刺激地方中小矿的复产力度，这个如果这些政策呢严格实施，中小矿复产的力度不大，这个下半年的市场则趋向于这个供需平衡。加上这个我们这个长协比例占有50%左右，所以对我们对煤炭的对煤炭的这个上涨有一定的缓冲，所以我们综合分析16年的煤价同比15年下降的幅度是10%。
In terms of the coal price, actually we can say that the coal price since 2012 has dropped a lot, but we say in thisFirst half of this year, the coal price has rebounded from the original 371 RMB per ton at the earliest of this year to 414 RMB per ton in July of this year, which was very similar to the to that in last year. Actually, in the second half of this year, we forecast that the coal price is really up to the government's policy, which is to decapacitate of the coal mines. And also this will be balanced by some maybe incentives of recovery of some small coal mines. So we see that this may be reached to a new balance of the demand and the supply.So we expect that the whole year's coal price will be decreasing by 10% year on year.
好的，我的问题就这些，谢谢各位管理层。
感谢您提问和领导层的解答。大家好，有您需要提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先星号键再一，谢谢。Hello everyone.If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自 Morgan Stanley 的张青。你好，您可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我有几个小问题想请问一下。第一个，我就想问一下管理层能不能给一下，就是说利用小时上半年火电的利用小时和同比的变化，还有就是火电的燃煤成本的第一季度和第二季度的一个数字。然后另外一个就是我想上位投资者也问了，我就想说管理层说到有长协，我就想问一下 华能签的长协的话，大概这个煤价的大概是多少？这是两个问题。还有一个我就是想问一下，就是刚才管理层给的 guidance 来看的话，就是全年这个大用户直供电这个交易电量的话，大概占到2016年可能要占到20%，然后是比一季度时候的一个 guidance 的话会更多，所以不知道管理层对这一方面的就是说市场的开放是怎么看的，就是2017年和2018年这样一个大用户直供电的比例会达到一个什么样的比例。还有一个问题就是想请问一下，就是现在其实已经是这个电力供给已经非常供大于求的一个状况，但是公司好像在那个 CAPEX 这方面资本支出2017-2018年也没有明显下降的趋势，所以想请问一下，就是公司这个2016-2017-2018一个新增机组一个投产的计划，谢谢。
I'm from Morgan Stanley. Actually, four questions. First is about the utilization hours and the unit fuel cost. Could you please provide the utilization hours for your thermal power unit and also its year-on-year change? And also the unit fuel cost for the thermal power business for the first quarter and the second quarter. And the second question is, the management has mentioned that you coal contract in the longer term. Could you please provide us the price of this contract? And third question is, you have mentioned that the unplanned power generation has accounted about 20% for this year, which is higher than that in the first quarter. So could you please provide us your opinion about the percentage in the following 2 years? And the fourth question is about the power demand. Actually, we can say currently the supply is over the demand in the power industry in China right now, but we did not see any declining sign of the CapEx levels. So could you please provide your project's expansion plan in the following 3 years?
(coughs) 刚才说到利用小时说啊，这个整个公司上半年是下降了262小时，上半年。那么如果要说火电包括煤机下降的趋势啊是相同的，那么如果下降的数值呢也是比较接近的，其中火电下降是258小时。
In terms of the utilization hours, actually the average utilization hours decreased by 262 hours, and the hours for the thermal units decreased by 258 hours.
那个煤机就是蓝煤的下降是277小时。
And also the hours for the coal-fired units decreased by 277 hours.
这个利用小时数的情况，刚才又说到这个交易量的比例，确实是这样。这个因为一季度嘛，这个交易啊都各个地方都在进行当中，所以呢看着这个量比较小。到二季度呢，这个量呢就增加了。那么后续呢也是要根据各个地方，就说特别是刚说各个地方交易机构的成立交易机构以后呢，他就在做这个电量的交易。那么总的预期来说，就是说按照这个电改政策，就是说逐步放开这个电量这个计划吧，是吧？这个交易电量呢肯定是一个增长的这个过程，是吧？逐年增长。
In terms of the unplanned power generation, sure, we can say that the percentage is higher than that in the first quarter. Actually, we say that this part in first quarter generally is relatively small because of the government have not started these transactions thoroughly. And also, up to the government, local government policy that in the following years, this part will be open to in a relatively higher percentage. So we expect that in the following years, the percentage will be increasing.
So 我们在这个交易电，这个应该说我们的公司的这个决策也好，就说，目前的情况下还是只要有电气贡献，我们都要积极的争取更多的交易电量。
这个来提高这个我们这个发电的市场份额。 For this part, as for the company's policy, actually, if there is the marginal contributions from this kind of unplanned power generation transactions, we will try our best to get the market share to increase our revenues.
What? 说一下这个今年半年的这个和这个分季度的这个燃煤机组的单位燃煤成本的情况，今年上半年的这个燃煤机组的这个单位燃煤成本是13.71元每千千瓦时，其中一季度呢是13.72元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是13.71元每千千瓦时，差不多这三个数差不多。然后呢，为了便于比较呢，去年 上半年呢是17.165元每千千瓦时，去年一季度呢是17.46元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是14.19元每千千瓦时。
In terms of the unit fuel cost for our coal-fired business, for first half of this year, this figure was 133.71 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to last year's 171.65. For the first quarter of this year, this figure was 133.72 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to last year's first quarter, 178.46 RMB per megawatt hour. In the second quarter of this year, it was 133.71 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to the second quarter of last year,
164.19 RMB per megawatt hour。未来两年，我们公司这个投产的计划是，明年投产300-800千瓦，2018年投产200万千瓦。这两年这个目前计划的总的支付率支出没有这个明显下降的主要原因呢，是我们这几年呢，我们公司 大力发展这个新能源这个方面，所以呢，在这个明后两年，这个新能源装机呢会这个有一个明显的增加，所以呢，这个支付性支出不会有一个明显的下降。
Well, in terms of the capacity expansion plan, next year we're going to add totally 3,980 megawatts and 2,000 megawatts for the year of 2018. So we can say that the capex for these 2 years does not decrease because of the enhancement of the investment in the renewable sectors.
谢谢管理层，我还有一个小问题，就是关于就是说刚才说到就是签的长协那个煤价是怎么定的？谢谢。啊，我来回答一下这个问题。这个公司2016年呢。 和这个神华、眼眶澳洲、山西、陕西、重庆等一些大矿吧签订了大约是3173万吨的长协合同，上半年呢兑现了将近一半。这个长协的定价机制呢，我们是照住这个季度定价、这个月度修订这样的一个调节机制。总体下来呢，上半年这个长协的标煤价
Well, actually, for the first half of the year, we have signed some contracts with the Shenhua and other big coal companies with a total amount 31 million tons, and which has settled about a half of this. And the pricing mechanism is quarterly pricing and monthly adjustment, and the price for this part is about 15 RMB per ton lower than the spot market price.
我没有问题了，谢谢管理层。感谢您提问和管理层的耐心解答。大家好，问答环节正在进行中，如您需要提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先信号键再按数字一，谢谢。 Hello, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自中金公司的徐王样。你好，您可以提问了。
喂，管理层你们好，这边是中金的王阳。对，就有三个小问题想请教一下，一个是关于我们的财务成本，我们上半年的那个大概的利率是多少？然后想问一下，展望的话，因为之前降息嘛，所以大概下半年或未来会不会有再有下降的空间？然后第二个是关于就是刚刚说的那个交易电量，就想问一下，就是交易电量里面的替代电量部分是不是主要是云南那边的，就是替代，就是把发电权卖给水电那边的一个发电量啊？然后那边那个大概的一个电价是多少钱？然后第三个是关于煤价，然后就是就是管理层就是觉得今年全年的那个煤价比去年平均下降10%，那这个的基于的一个前提假设是说下半年的煤价大概要回升多少，或者说是预计下半年煤价是维稳在现在的一个情况，那预计明年的煤价如果是在公司管理层这边的一个假设前提下，大概明年会比今年上升多少？就是这个单位燃料成本，谢谢。
I'm from CICC. I have three questions. The first is about the capital cost for the company. Please provide your first half the interest cost for the company, and also please give your outlook for the second half and the following years about this.Second is, you have mentioned that your unplanned power generation includes the power generation from the substitution. The substitution means the power generation from the Yunnan's power plant, which has sell its quota, power generation quota to the local hydro power plants. And also, could you please provide us this part tariff? Third question is about the coal price.The management has mentioned that the whole year's guideline for the coal decrease magnitude is still 10% year-on-year decrease. Could you please talk about your assumptions basing on this in the second half coal price? And also, according to this kind of assumptions, could you please provide your guideline for the coal price change next year?
我说一下这个财务成本是哈，就是今年上半年呢，我们的综合的这个资本成本的财务成本、债务成本是这个4.36%，比这个去年2015年上半年是5.22%，等于降了16%。从这个财务成本近两年的变化情况来看，现在是逐季在往下降，因为去年的这个多次降息呢，就是在今年是逐步的显现，因为根据这个。银行的贷款合同的约定，有的是按年条，有的是按季条，再加上我们一些债务置换，逐步的到现在，因此呢，就是降幅跟去年同比来说比较大。展望是那个全年还有赖于这个，如果这个大的这个货币政策、金融市场的这种松紧的影响，跟我们一个总体可能还有小幅的逐步到位的一个，因此呢，感觉可能会略有下降。
In terms of the financial cost, actually for the first half of this year, this average cost was 4.36% comparing to the first half of last year's 5.22%. That means about 16% year-on-year decrease. For this part, we can say that the financial cost decreasing gradually due to the government's interest rates cut and also the company's replacement of our debt. For the future, we say it's really up to the market changes and also the government policy. We say maybe there is some room for very small amount, small percentage decrease for the financial cost.
As 刚才说到替代的分类，我说职工。这个替代转移还有这个外送啊，这个分类的这个表啊，我想这个会后啊，我们提供给证券部啊，几位刚刚提到的，到时候我们可以就是给大家这个一个总数。关于说到是否光是云南这个替代啊，那不光是云南整个替代啊，这个量啊，目前这个到上半年啊，这个已经结算的这个量也比较少，还不到1亿，就是6000,6,也只有这个云南加起来也只有，加起来滇东，加起来也就1亿吧，是吧？加起来1亿，那就是这个替代的。那么也就是说，包括其他替代、其他地方还有一些分类的， 那这里面因为是没有这个分类表嘛，就是说云南是没有折供，这个替代就是一个主意，所以整个分类呢，这个表呢倒是还是会再给大家提供吧。
In terms of the substitution amount for the Yunnan, actually for the first half, this part, it was 100 million kilowatt hours, but the power generation from the substitution is not only for Yunnan. Maybe later we'll give the details about the other power plants.
I'll answer this. 这个煤价是这样的，2015年呢，我们全年是叫前高后低。今年以来呢，这个截止到7月15号吧，秦皇岛5500呢已经平仓价达到401到425，比年初呢应该回升到50元。山西、陕西、内蒙这个主产地的煤价呢，比年初回升是几十到上百元不等。应该说，目前全国煤的价格已回调到去年的同期水平。与2006年呢是大体相当。这个神华呢，8月份的这个公告的煤价比7月份涨到18元。这个9月份啊，随着需求的减少，这个上涨应该收窄。4季度呢，迎峰度中有一定程度的上涨，所以我们综合预测啊，这个3-4季度煤价上涨的幅度啊，就40到45元之间。这个这样的话，我们上半年的降幅是22.6块，降低的绝对值是99块钱，所以这个上半年和下半年的这个相加呢，是实际降幅是40块钱到45块钱之间。这个去年煤价我们是404，这样的话我们下降的幅度是10%。
In terms of the coal price, actually, we say, according to the current market changes and also our major coal suppliers' policy of the pricing, that its coal price for the following month will be a little bit higher than the current coal price. So according to our forecast, that the second half, the coal price will be increasing more than 50 RMB per ton. So combining the first half year's coal cost, we see that the whole year, our coal price will be decreasing by 40 to 45 RMB per ton, comparing to last year's coal price of 404 RMB per ton. That is roughly about 10% decrease.
感谢林大成的耐心解答。请问这位参会者，你还有别的问题吗？
谢谢管理层。对，还有一个小私家问题，就是关于就是江淮电料，我们说已经签了651度嘛，这个是截止到就是7月底或者8月份。那我想问一下，下半年会不会还会增加这部分的一个交易点就这部分的一个份额？然后大概或者说我们怎么理解说上下半年的一个比例，就是这种交易电量的签署？
And the following question about the unplanned power generation.You have mentioned that the contract has been signed with a total amount about 65 billion kilowatt hours. Is it possible that in the second half you will sign further contracts in this part?
刚才前面说了，已经签订了656亿，确实是后续啊，应该说肯定的。还会有这个交易电量的推出，但这个量，是不是，会这么巨这么大，这个也不好预期，真的是预计啊，没这么大了，因为一般情况下呢，就是各个省啊、各个区域啊，在各个区域在安排这些交易电量的时候呢，它有个前面的通盘的考虑，那么就是现在剩下的一些呢，就是没有成立交易中心的，成立交易中心以后呢，它也要进行一些我们叫首秀吧。是吧，就是交易终于成立了，也拿一笔进来的交易是吧，这种情况呢还是会继续有所增加吧。
For the unplanned power generation, for this part it's really uncertain for the second half of this year. It's really up to the maybe the local government, maybe upon its establishment of some transaction institutions.
了解，谢谢管理层，没有问题。
感谢您的提问。大家好，如您需要提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先信号键再按一，谢谢。Thank you, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自国泰君安国际的魏一超。你好，您可以提问了。
你好，管理层，我有一个小问题，就是想问一下上半年我们这个燃气电厂的单位燃料成本是多少，然后分一季度跟二季度的话分别是多少。谢谢。
From JGJ Securities. First, question is about the unit fuel cost for the gas-fired units. Could you please provide the figure for the first half of this year and also the figure for the first quarter and the second quarter?
这个上半年燃气电厂这个单位的成本呢是374.51元每千千瓦时，其中一季度呢是358.94元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是399.73元每千千瓦时。
Well, for the unit fuel cost for the gas-fired units for the first half of this year, it was 374.51 RMB per megawatt hour, and for the first quarter, it was 358.14 RMB per megawatt hour, and in the second quarter it was 399.73 RMB per megawatt hour.
请问这位投资者还有别的问题吗？
不好意思，我想知道一下，这个上半年是374.51元每兆瓦时，这个是不含税是吧？
对。
哦，好的，谢谢。
And this is the price after tax.
感谢您的提问。大家好，如您需要提问，请在话机上按星键等候，先信号键再一。Thank you, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. 下面一位提问者是来自汇丰银行的黄媛媛。你好，您可以提问了。
你好，那管理层，我想再接下一个问题，就是我们电量交易有没有哪一个省还没有参与到这个电量交易或者大用户直购店呢？然后哪一个省就是占的份，就是这个量最多，就是哪些省比较大的省？
Francis BC, in terms of the planned power transaction, actually, could you provide your power plants which has not participated in the this transaction? And also, could you please talk about which power plants has the biggest percentage in terms of this transaction?
交易分区域来说，现在什么交易电量都没有的，就是既没有大用户直供，也没有替代，也没有外送的，是吧？就是只有一个海南，就是一个就海南吧，海南省就没有这个交易。海南还有一个贵州我们一个风电，但是也没有这些交易。那么其他的就是说刚说就或多或少都有了。如果说要说比较大的，甚至我还得戴上眼镜的一个看一下，我们想象当中大的都是在这个经济比较发达地区，比如说这个广东啊，是吧？广东地区，
甘肃吧，
甘肃是吧？甘肃整个是43亿，是吧？甘肃是43亿，山西是现在是20亿，这个山东42亿。
Well, for this part, currently we have the power plants in Hainan, province and Guizhou province have not participated in this transaction. In terms of the percentage, we say maybe the power plants in Gansu, Hubei, and Shanxi provinces has the biggest percentages.
好，谢谢。
谢谢您的提问。大家好，有您需要提问，请在话机上按星一降档后，先信号键再一。Thank you, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by one. 下面一位提问者是来自瑞士信贷的周天宇。你好，您可以提问了。
喂，哎，管理层你们好，那个有几个问题想追问一下，就第一个想问一下我们目前的这个就2016、2017、2018年的风电的那个装机新增装机分别是多少，然后就考虑到未来如果那个我们火电方面的投资有一些改变的话，然后会不会考虑提高我们那个风电方面的投资，然后第二个想问一下我们对于那个直供电在那个2017年和2018年的占比有没有一个大致的预判，然后第三个想问一下，就是说公司在过去几年的话一直是维持一个比较稳定的一个分红比例，然后考虑到那个现在那个火电的市场可能不是特别好，然后就是说如果在那个就是利润有一些影响的情况下的话，公司会就考虑就有比较有可能是提高一个分红比例呢，还是会比如说会降低一下分红比例来保证我们的现金流，谢谢。
Abram Credit Suisse have three questions. First is, could you please provide us your expansion plan for the wind projects in the following 3 years? And also, if you decrease or reduce your capacity in the thermal projects, do you have plan to increase the investment in the wind correspondingly? Second question is about your expectations about the percentage of the unplanned power generation in the following 2 years. And the third question is about your dividend payout policy. We noticed that for the past years, you have maintained relatively stable payout policy. So in the future, if there is some fluctuations or not so good performance for your company, do you have any plan to adjust this kind of payout policy?
回答一下这个有关风电的情况，今年呢这个公司啊计划的这个风电的投产容量是744兆啊，那么2017和2018年两年目前的这个计划呢都是850兆啊，回答完。
In terms of the wind capacity expansion plan for this year, we're going to add totally 744 megawatts, and also in the following 2 years, 850 megawatts respectively.
关于交易电这个今后这个增长或者这个比例增长这个预判，我们现在具体的数字呢，就是说没有，我们现在没有测一个具体数字，但是呢肯定是一个增长的态势。
In terms of the percentage of this unplanned power generation, actually there's no exact number for this forecast, but definitely this percentage will be increasing in the following 2 years.
公司的分红政策呢已经写入了章程，那么随着这个虽然利这个盈利的情况可能会有一些波动哈，但是我想我们还会坚持这个一贯的这个积极平衡稳定的这个派息政策。
Well, in terms of the dividend payout policy, this has been written to our articles of association. So in the future, if there is some fluctuations in our profits and our operational performance, we still try best to insist our proactively balanced and sustainable dividend payout policy.
你好，请问这位分析师还有其他的问题吗？
啊，没有了，谢谢。
好，感谢您的提问。大家好，如您需要提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先生号键再一。Thank you, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. 下面一位提问就是来自摩根士丹利的张青。您好，您可以提问了。
管理层，我只是追问一下，就是说关于股利支付率的话，因为公司一直保持是50%嘛，那现在因为利润可能下降，那所以公司会不会去增加这个股利支付率，比如从50%增加到60%这样？谢谢。
From Morgan Stanley, for the dividend payout policy, because the past few years you have maintained the payout ratio about 50%, but if in the future your profit decreased, so do you have any plan to increase this ratio to, for example, 60% to maintain the exact number of the dividend?
我们主要还是会维持一个比较稳定的这个派息率。就是比方说这个50%的派息率我们会维持，那么至于是不是要保证一个高的绝对的派息的水平，这个呢我说的我们提到我们的政策里头还是有一个平衡的一个问题啊，所以呢我想大家可以期待的就是说这个派息率的比例应该是会在50%以上。
In terms of the payout ratio, actually we want to maintain this payout ratio no less than 50%. And also, in our dividend payout policy, we have the policy on the balanced payout ratio. So in the future, we say maybe it's not focusing on the exact numbers of the dividends, but the ratio that we're focusing on.
谢谢管理层，没有问题。
非常感谢大家的积极提问。大家好，问答环节正在进行中，有您需要提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先星号键再数字一，谢谢。Thank you, everyone. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star followed by 1. Thank you.大家好，下面一位提问者是来自创阳投资的金希。你好，你可以提问了。
管理层好，我是那个创阳投资的金希。我想问一下，就是刚才你提到那个就是装机的计划嘛，然后说2017年是大概在400万千瓦，然后2018年是200万千瓦，然后风电的话2017和2018年都是85万千瓦，这样是不是相当于这两年我们火电的一个装机增长还有400多万千瓦左右？
From Chung Investment, actually you have mentioned that your capacity plan for the following 2 years. Does it mean that in the following years you have about 4,000 new capacity will be added?
明年和这个后年，虽然说我们这个风电的装机啊，这个都是一样的，但是火电呢还是有一定的变化。那么其中2017年呢，我们这个计划投产的煤电呢是147万，那么还有这个燃机呢有150万。2018年呢，这个火电我们目前的计划呢投的是10万，那么燃机呢还有90万。
Specifically for the capacity plan for next year, there will be 1,470 megawatts for the coal project and 1,500 megawatts for the gas. And for the year of 2018, we have 100 megawatts for the coal and 900 megawatts for the gas.
好，谢谢王先生。
大家好，最后一位提问者是来自 DA 的岳奇瑶。你好，您可以提问了。
喂，下午好，管理层，谢谢你们的电话会议。我想就是搞清楚一个事情，就是您说总共有三种这种就是不是极化的这个电量，一个是售电，应该是卖给大用户，第二个就是外送，第三个是代替。那么是不是还有一种就是在那个广州的那个电力交易中心，就是一种每个月就是一个月度的，可以就是在那边做这个电力的这个交易，华能有没有参加这么一个交易呢？谢谢。
From UBS, actually, I want to clarify that the unplanned power generation modes, actually, you have mentioned that there are three types among these, including the power direct sales, which sell the electricity to the customers directly, and also the other two types are the cross-region transactions of power, and also the power generation for the substitutions. I want to confirm that whether, except of these three types, there is also the power bidding in monthly bidding in the Guangzhou transaction center. So could you please talk about whether the company has participated in this transaction?
因为前面说了，就是除了三种，就是一个是直供电、借来发电，还有外送电。这个呢，等于说我们从对象上来说是，我们说叫相当于一对一，是吧？有买的，有卖的。那么就说，我们现在另一个就是广州这个交易中心的交易店，我们说我们广东能源销售公司这个进场交易的，那么就相当于一个电力的中间商了。那么它这个对象是不确定的，所以这样的电量呢已经拿了，就是到上半年吧，已经获得了1.3亿的这个我们叫交易电量。就是说作为一个电力的中间商，那么他这个就是没有对应跟哪一家的，他是这个相当于一个中间商，所以有区别于我们刚才所说的三类交易电量。
Sure, there specifically there is one type in the Guangzhou transaction center. For our company, the Huaneng Guangdong retail company has participated in this transaction bidding center that with the total power generation of power about 130 million kilowatt hours.
谢谢。
好，谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all the questions and participation today.最后，请杜总为我们今天的电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Du would like to give us a summary.
感谢各位参加华能的推介会，感谢各位一直以来给予华能公司的大力支持和持续的关注。今天的电话会到此结束。如果有进一步的问题，欢迎大家会后与公司的投资者关系处联系。谢谢大家。
Well, thanks for attending Huaneng's conference call today, and thanks for your long-term support and lasting attention to the company.Please contact our IR department after the conference if you have any further questions. Thank you.
再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2016年中期业绩发布会。我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thanks again for your attendance of the conference call regarding the first half-year result announcement of 2016. We're looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next result announcement. Thank you.
好，谢谢。
感谢各位出席今天的会议，今天的会议到此结束，大家可以挂线，再见。